Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Okay. P like Paul. IXILATED @att.net. And I've got a little echo going on in the background, so okay. If I hesitate, it's why.
You're all right. Can I get you? I was able to pull up your account. Can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Linda, LYNDA, Swink, SWINK. And what did you say?
And your address?
Oh, 127 Gaines Street, Hazel Green, Alabama, 35750.
Thank you, ma'am. And how can I help you today?
Okay. I got an email from Craftsy, and it says machine finished hand applique. I open it up, and when I get inside, it says Craftsy's machine finished hand applique, watch now or pin for later. Now you're sending me an email with three different of your classes in there, and it says go watch them. Okay, I go over to your site. And I can see the little intro, but it won't let me watch the class. It's locked, and it tells me I have to buy it. Why do I have to buy something you're telling me to go watch now, and I'm a premium member?
I do apologize. So that class is one of the ones that are padlocked per the instructor's request to be purchase only, but I...
Okay, now, this is the thing. If I go in to the email and I scroll down, there's another one that you've introduced to me called Stumpwork. Okay. And I went and clicked on that one. Same thing. Watch now or pin for later. I can watch it. So what's the big deal? Plus, there was another one I found scrolling through your stuff, and I went in and started watching, and I downloaded the PDF that goes with it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today I went back to the class. I can still watch the class, but son of a gun, you can't download the PDF. Thankfully, I have it already. But what is going on? It's like it's either or with you guys on your website, and it's kind of making me angry. Because there's nothing when you go to sign up for the premium membership that says there's classes I have to pay for. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize. So there really is a very short list. I'm not sure why they would email out the ones that were locked, but I am going to submit.
I don't either.
That to be corrected.
I mean, it's like if you're going to tell me I can watch it, then by golly, if I hit the button to go watch it, I expect to be able to watch it, not pay for it.
Let me see if I can. I'm going to definitely put in a... feedback comment from you, but let me see if I can see if it does it for me as well. Give me just a moment.
Oh, and the Heavenly Cookies that was in the same email. I can watch the videos, but I can't download the PDF because it says it's gone, error 410.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so I could send you that for sure. Let me go back to the other
okay,
ones.
Okay, now
really
here's
quickly.
The deal. I found by scrolling through your site after I signed up a thing on designing modern quilts by Weeks Ringel. And this one I really care about because I'm watching it and I'm enjoying her. I'm not locked out, even though it says purchase to own, but I can't get any of the three PDFs that go with it.
Okay.
It's like a mystery to me. So it's like this one and the one about the machine pieced or machine finished hand applique, I was really interested in. I'm completely locked out of Machine Finished, which you sent me the email for. And the other one that I found on the site, I guess I should have downloaded it yesterday when I had the chance, because I'm not getting the PDFs now, even though I'm watching the class.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize. So I am downloading the ones for the cookies right now. And then can you give me the name of the class that you couldn't get the downloads for?
It was Designing Modern Quilts with Weeks Ringel.
Okay. And it has the instructions, the Palm Springs pattern, and some resources, all three downloads.
And supplies and resources, yeah. And it's like, if you're going to let me watch it, at least give me the PDF and put it somewhere where it's very obvious to people that you have a selected amount of classes that I have to pay for to be able to participate in, because it's not made clear when you go to sign up. And this was the thing, I'm telling you right now. I was with Craftsy from their inception, and I've been very happy with them until they went to Blueprint. And then Blueprint, pardon the language, they screwed it all up. Okay. And so I didn't sign up with them anymore. And then all of a sudden they went away and you bought them out, which is like, okay. I was really leery to sign up for your program. I've been watching and holding back, and I go back to my classes I own. But I wasn't going to pay for you until I watched for a while to see where you were going. Well, then I get the offer to sign up for a ridiculously low amount, which is fine with me. If I really like you, I'll let it roll over for your $80 or whatever it is next year. Do you see? Because I'm watching. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. Are you going to crash and burn, or are you going to service people? You got a lot of bugs. You got to work them out. And it's like, I'm in here for my $7 for the year, but I'm watching. I'm not going to pay for you next year if it continues like this. You got to be upfront with what you're charging me for, what I have to pay extra for. And if I can get into the class, whether it's your fault or not, I need to be able to get the instructions. So it's just, you got to work it out. How long have you been doing this? For about a year now? It's going on a year, maybe?
No, Craftsy's only been running since September.
September? Okay.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, lots of bugs. Because you told me you were coming months before that. I know you did. I was getting emails saying that you were going to do this.
Yes,
so you
ma'am.
Needed before you started up to get it all worked out. I finally got most of my classes back, the ones I care about. They're in my library, the ones I paid for from before that I own. But at this point, I would really feel a lot more confident if I could download those classes and not worry about whether you're here tomorrow or not. Because it's really, I mean, that's a lot of money that I spent over time.
So we are going to give customers, go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, I know I'm dumping everything on you in this one phone call, but those are my concerns, and I can't be the only one who feels this way right now.
No,
I just can't be.
And I totally understand. And so as far as the downloads we're working on, it's not an option yet, but it is something that we're hoping to have available early next year. So you should be able to download your previously purchased classes by then.
Uh-huh.
You will be able to. I don't have an exact date yet, but that is something that we are working on for customers so that, you know, even if it just gives you the peace of mind to knowing you can download them at any time, as soon as that option's available, it will be there for you.
I would appreciate that very much.
Yeah. So I wish I could give you an exact day as to when they are planning to have that option rolled out, but I don't have that yet. I just know that it is something that's coming pretty soon.
The way I'm feeling about the email I got for the two classes that I wanted to watch, it's like offering a kid some candy and then pulling your hand back and saying no. It's not my fault you made a mistake with your programming that let me watch the class And on the one class that it actually gave me the PDF for it yesterday, but it won't give it to me today. That's not my problem. You hold that candy out there. I'm expecting to eat that candy, and hell, I'm not getting the PDFs today. It's like, give me the class or don't give me the class. And if it's going to be purchase to own, when you send out the email, say purchase to own. Don't tell me watch now.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize.
That's a really bad thing.
Yeah, I do understand.
And I know I'm not the only one burning up on that one. I know I'm not.
Yes, ma'am. So I do understand that. And I do apologize. Like I said, I've got the email ready to send you those downloads for the modern quilts and then the cookies.
Okay, I don't
so
care about the cookies.
Those.
I really don't care about the cookies because I'm gluten intolerant. But what I'm caring about is the designing modern quilts. And then there was this one for, hello, where did it go? The contemporary double wedding ring. I got, like I said, I was able to get the PDF yesterday. But now it's blocked. And I'm in the middle of watching this, and I don't want you to take it back. Because that was one I found by, you know, investigating the quilting offerings that you have online. And I went in and I clicked on it. It started right up. I'm watching it. It's open. It's unlocked. I just don't want you to take it back. Because that, again, I found it searching online, and it gave me everything I wanted, and it's letting me watch the class, and suddenly I can't get to the PDF, which, like I said, I downloaded it yesterday. It's on my desktop, but today it won't go through. So it's making me worry that you're going to take the class back.
Well, we shouldn't. I'm not sure what's going on with the downloads, but I can. You said you downloaded them yesterday, so you don't need them?
Yeah, I did. I just don't want this because it says purchase to own to suddenly lock up and not let me finish watching the class.
No, and so most of them, I'm trying to find double wedding ring quilt
with Janky Kunkel. Yeah.
Okay, the contemporary curves one. So that class is a regular class. It's on the website. It's not purchase to own. We have a list of those available.
Okay, now
I'm send it to you.
It says it's not purchase to own. You're
right.
Saying that, but when I look at my screen, it says purchase to own.
Right. So
and I'm watching it. So why does it say that if it's not?
So the difference is on all of them are purchase to own, but there's only about 20 that require a separate purchase. That's outside of the subscription. So
okay, that's absolutely insane.
Yeah,
I got it. It says purchase to own. You're letting me watch it. It wasn't locked. And then I was able to get the download yesterday, and now I can't get the download today.
So they're all going to give you the option to purchase to own, but there's only a few that you could have them if you decided not to. You could still purchase them if you decided not to maintain the membership. So it's still going to give you the option to purchase classes that you want to keep for future viewing. Being able to watch it.
That's very confusing.
Yeah. So when you go to search for classes, you'll see all the ones that say play on them. Those ones are all included in the membership. There's about 20, and I can provide you that list if you'd like, that are not included in the membership.
Okay.
But it's something.
Well, for everybody else's sanity and peace of mind and not getting angry and not signing up with you because of, you need to make it very, very clear when you go to sign up that there are those classes that are not available in the premium. You've just got to do it because otherwise it's kind of false advertising.
And I do apologize.
People will get taped.
Yes, ma'am. And I am sorry that it's happened to you. And what I can do is submit I'm going to submit feedback regarding all of this we have. That way they're aware that this is an issue for customers. And then,
Like I said, I thought, I got this for such a low price for the year. I was just ecstatic because I didn't want to sign up with you because of all the past garbage that's been going on, primarily Blueprint. And when I could sign up for $7, I thought, okay, $7 I can afford to part with. I'm on a fixed income. And then if it's good, I'll just let it roll over next year. But if this kind of stuff keeps happening where I'm not being told everything up front and then I can't get in or things aren't downloading that I should have access to, like you said, with this wedding ring quilts class, I'm going to start getting nervous about letting it roll over because that's a lot of money next year. I enjoy Craftsy a whole lot. I always did until it became Blueprint and they got stupid. So.
Well, I do apologize. And I hope that, you know, we can, like I said, I'm going to submit this feedback and it's really important to us to hear when customers are having an issue because we need to know how we can make things right in the future. And so even if it's something like, you know, I was able to download those for you and I did email the ones that you requested for the quilt. That way mm-hmm. you have them, you know, and I don't know why they didn't work on the computer, but I, you know, you've got them on the way to you now. I sent them to the email that you have for your Craftsy account. And that way, you know, they'll be available to you. But the customer
now
feedback
is important.
Now, my
last question before I go away. You can't wait for me to go away, I'm sure.
No, you're okay.
That's
what we're here for.
Machine finished hand applique that I got in the email that it told me I could go watch now. Am I going to be able to watch that or was that a lie?
I'm going to submit an error document for that class for you since you did receive it in an email and it did go out letting you know that you can watch it now.
Yeah.
And I can't say for certain, but I'm hopeful that they will, that they can correct that for you. But I'm going to submit an error issue for you so that since that it went out and it does appear that it should be, it does appear that you should be able to watch it from the email.
Yeah,
so.
The reason I was really interested in this is that I've been quilting for a while now and my arthritis got bad and I used to do hand applique. It was my favorite. And then because of my arthritis, I can't do it anymore. And when I saw this class and saw the preview for it, I was like, oh, cool, because now I can do it again, but on the machine. And then I went to watch the next in the series, and it's like, pay up, you can't see it. I was like, what? I was fried. I mean, absolutely fried. I was like, here's this big deal. I can do this again, my favorite thing in quilting. And you just told me I can't have it. And then after you just sent me a message saying I could. So I was very, very upset about that.
And I do understand. Like I said, it looks like, from the email, like you should be able to. So I'm going to submit that document. I can't say whether or not what they'll do because I don't know. You're the first person I've heard that had an issue, you know, with this. The email just went out yesterday, so I don't have any.
I was stunned.
Yeah, and I do apologize. We do have some other machine applique ones, but I'm going to submit the document for this one since it was emailed out. But there is, you know, several machine applique.
Well, just Beth was singing to me here in the intro. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I used to do, and I can't anymore. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'll be able to do it again.
And I hope you looked at some of the other classes. Yeah, and I do, like I said, I do apologize. I'm going to submit the error for it since it did come in the email, and it doesn't say anything specific about it doesn't say anything about it being separate. So I would assume, I understand that, you know, how it looks. So I'm going to go ahead and submit that. Like I said, I can't promise that they'll do anything with it, but I'm going to submit it for you.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah. And like, so we do have some really, you know, applique your knits with machine embroidery by Lisa Archer. And then machine embroidered applique.
This one was exactly what I used to do and I can't do anymore, and I thought, boy, this is a great chance to do it again.
I'm hoping I can get it corrected.
And she seems
for you,
like she really knows what she's doing. It's beautiful work she has showing here, you know.
Yes,
and
ma'am,
I just, yeah, this is what I do, quilting, not sweaters, you know, not on dresses and other outfits. This is what I do. So yeah, anyway, well, I appreciate your ear and your willingness to help me. And
yeah,
I'll be looking for the email.
Yes, ma'am. I've already sent that. And like I said, I'm going to
submit
the feedback for you. That way, you know, we are here to listen and we are here to make things right. So I'm going to at least give it my all.
I'm excited for you guys to be able to do what crafts are used to do without all the silly bells and whistles and the new age people up there doing crazy things that don't look nice.
Yeah.
That I don't care about. I just want classes that I can watch and it teaches me something, a skill, without all the hoo-ha. And
yeah.
It seems like that's where you're going, and I'm appreciating that.
Well, I'm really glad that we're here for you, and I hope we can make it right and build your confidence in Craftsy. Do you want that list of ones that aren't included? Because I can send that.
Yeah, because I don't want to be looking at them and thinking I can go watch them when I can't. And then, like I said, you just somewhere where the sign-up process happens, you need to let people know that those specific classes are in addition to.
Right.
That I have to. That whoever's looking has to know that there's some classes they will still have to pay for, whatever their skill craft is. So.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand, and I that's what I'm going to submit the feedback for as well. That way, maybe there can be like a little star thing that says at the bottom, you know, like the little asterisk at the bottom that says, you know.
Well, yeah, because otherwise, like I said, it's false advertising. Because you're just telling me I can watch da 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 classes plus. And then I go to watch the classes and it says you have to buy it to watch it. It's like, no, that's not right. You need to be very specific.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize. And these ones are ones that are locked and it's not by our choice. It's per the instructor's request. So
I get it. I do.
Yeah.
But I really get it. There's one class that I used to watch when Craftsy first started. And it was available free as a premium member. But now that it's changed hands twice since she put it out there, I can see why she wants to get paid for it. I get it.
Yeah.
If I was making that class and people were still watching it and all of this hullabaloo went on twice over, I would want to make sure I'm getting paid for what's out there. But still, for we as the customer, that needs to be spelled out.
And
if it's spelled out, most people will understand. I understand. I just didn't want to hit a brick wall when it was held out to me and had been allowed to me previously without knowing that it was on the list.
Yeah, and the ones that I sent you the PDFs for, those ones are, you know, those ones, I'm not sure why they wouldn't download, but that's included. And so, like I said, I'm going to submit the error for this class on your behalf that they can hopefully get it corrected for you and give you access
okay.
to that since it was emailed out. And then I'm going to submit the feedback from you about the having the, you know, little something noting on there that nearly everything
yeah.
is included, you know, at least saying, you know, we can provide a list of ones that aren't included or something like that so that
right.
customers are aware. And you know, and I just want you to know where, and I'm going to submit feedback about the email sending out links that don't work and so that we can
yeah.
Get you all taken care of. But we are here for you and we do want to make sure that you're happy with Craftsy, and please don't hesitate to call if there's something we can do for you.
Okay. I'll quit bending your ear. You have a blessed day and thank you for listening to me.
You're welcome. And I hope you do
it.
Have a wonderful day. Those emails will come to you. One is Craftsy PDF downloads and one says Craftsy purchase only classes, I think. So they're coming
okay.
in two separate emails. So you have all that information, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.